crop damage and cold has occurred again this morning across U.S. hard red winter wheat country from western Texas and the Texas Panhandle through western and northern portions of Oklahoma into southern Kansas. Some of the cold this morning was the most significant seen since early April, and the odds are good that damage was more significant this time around relative to that of recent past freezes. This is just the one in a series of freezing events that have damaged some of the hard red winter wheat country. And even though we won't be able to fully assess the losses there for a few weeks, there is a strong probability that the cumulative impact of all the freezes reported in the month of April are going to reduce the size of this year's crop, without a doubt. We did see temperatures this morning as low as the upper teens across parts of the Texas Panhandle, extreme southwestern portions of Kansas. We saw temperatures as cold as 24 degrees. We saw temperatures as cold as 24 degrees at Lubbock, Texas, 26 at Hobart, Oklahoma, which is in the southwest part of the state, and we saw a number of other readings in the middle and upper 20s across northwestern Oklahoma and southern sections of Kansas. Well, the heart of the Midwest will not be as cold as once thought earlier this week, and the cold air is going to stay mostly out in the plains and moderate over the next few days. The odds are relatively good that we'll encounter a bit of an improving trend here with warmer temperatures across a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the weekend and into early next week. The temperatures will get into the 60s and 70s across a big part of the Midwest, and because of that, we'll likely see a rise in soil temperatures and perhaps even a firmer topsoil over time. One of the regions that is disfavored for significant precipitation over the next 5 days or so is the very same region that was too wet last week, including northern portions of Illinois, southeastern Iowa, portions of southwestern Michigan, and northwestern Indiana. Some of these areas are advertised to receive less than a half inch of moisture between now and this time next week. I happen to believe that that may be a little bit too light, but we should be able to go through a fair amount of the weekend without encountering a lot of precipitation in the region. There will be an opportunity for some field work to occur across the Midwest over this coming week. I certainly don't want to make it sound like it's going to rain frequently across the region, but we do have a number of areas that are in flood or have saturated soil, and it's going to be difficult for aggressive field work to take place. Once the temperatures get into the 60s and 70s, we'll see better conditions for drying across the region, and as we move forward through the weekend and into next week, we should be able to see a little more field progress taking place each day. Another cold front is expected to move across the Midwest early next week, and that system is now advertised to become a cutoff low-pressure system aloft as we move into the middle part of next week. If it verifies, it'll be cloudy and showery across a big part of the Midwest from mid to late week next week, adding more reason for concern about field access. I personally think the upper-level low-pressure system is not being handled real well today. It is probably going to evolve, but it will probably not fester as long as the models are suggesting. And we will be back into the fields eventually. But underneath that upper level low will be cloudiness and some showers occurring across the region on a fairly frequent basis. We'll expect temperatures to stay somewhat mild or turn milder once again once that upper level low evolves. In the meantime, the Red River Basin of the North will likely see serious flooding over the next several days as temperatures in the 60s and 70s occurred there as well. And that will melt most of the region's snow cover, which runs 20 to 30 inches in some locally greater amounts. And it'll all melt all at once, along with some of the southern Canadian prairies region. The floodwaters in all of these areas will become rather significant. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.